This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Kid told us just moments ago he believes Anthony Davis does have the shoulders to carry this load. One big concern, though, is just the safety of the players, the front office, going back to Dallas. We hope fans make the wise decision and remember that this is a game and that lives are far more important.
Allie LaForce with a public service announcement yesterday on TNT before the Mavericks go into Boston and actually beat the Celtics. Klay Thompson going off early. No Anthony Davis. And, of course, no Luka Doncic. Good morning, Metroplex. 8 o'clock hour of Sean, RJ, and Bobby live from New Orleans. We got 2 hours left on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. So there's some angst and there is some worry. Everyone is in full anticipation of what this crowd is going to be like for the game tomorrow. They have an afternoon game against the Rockets at the AAC. What happens when the team runs out of the tunnel?
Nothing. Yeah, nothing, I would think, to them.
Like I'm not talking about throwing things.
Yeah, I don't think
cheers, boos, what?
Nothing. Normal.
Yeah, just normal.
Normal.
Now, if they show Nico on the Jumbotron, that's the only thing that would get a reaction.
That's not happening.
So, yeah, then there will be no reaction.
Zero chance. Although,
I would have to think, like,
their judgment on things lately, Maybe they would be dumb enough to put him up there.
And also, like, do they normally show him anyway on the Jumbotron?
No.
Like, if they don't normally do it, they wouldn't all of a sudden add it.
Klay Thompson said probably going to be a lot of heartbreak amongst the fans, probably some boos, but as a pro you have to embrace everything and we're paid to play this game and perform at the highest level. I don't know what to expect. I know Luka was so dear to every Mavs fan's heart. We just got to win and do it on a consistent basis. It's going to be weird. That's what we signed up for.
And you're of the opinion you don't think Anthony Davis gets booed his first time. I don't either.
No.
But I don't know that I don't know that it's a slam dunk.
Like it, pun intended.
Yeah, it's more a Ben Simmons slam dunk. He might do it, he might not. But it is something where
he's not gonna get booed.
I think it's much more likely that instead of some rabid, dangerous environment for them, there's just a third of the stands empty is more likely.
Okay, let's do that. Is it gonna be full?
No.
It won't be full. Whatever they've sold.
Rockets AD debut?
There's so many fans that are just like, look, I think we give Vasek a lot of crap. I think he's more the normal fan. He's more he's the baseline fan now. The amount of fans that have, like, just completely abandoned the team, don't even want to watch right now.
Peyton, do me a favor while we're talking. Look up what the ticket prices are for tomorrow.
I have them right here. Found them. It's Saturday afternoon game, $74-75 for the very top. Looks to be the cheapest. You have some in the 60s. The high 60s, low 70s are the cheapest right now.
And lower bowl?
Lower bowl, let's see. There's 150, 280, 390. So depending on how close you get to the court. But lower bowl, I mean, under 200. Not terrible.
All right. I
would want to go to that game. That's a good game.
I got to imagine Allie LaForce even saying something like that, though, that the Mavericks asked her to. They might the Mavericks,
so, of course.
The Mavericks, because I mean, we were talking about last night. Like, there's some like chatter that you know some of us are hearing where it's like, oh yeah, no, they're genuinely concerned. Like they had no clue this blowback was going to be this bad.
When we were talking about threats, Corey gave some deadly serious reaction to dinner. Like, no, I know something like really disturbing. Like, don't joke about it. It was like really sensitive reaction.
Yeah, he was like, we should maybe pull back a little. Like maybe we're going to, I'm like, what?
What are you talking about?
I was like, have you just been looking at Mike's texts? Are you seeing what he's sending to them or something?
That's what he's saying, yeah.
Like, what? Yeah, that's the only, that's got to be his inside connection to these threats is he just knows what Mike is threatening.
Right. Play it one more time, Pepe. Allie LaForce, TNT.
Kid told us just moments ago he believes Anthony Davis does have the shoulders to carry this load. One big concern, though, is just the safety of the players, the front office, going back to Dallas. We hope fans make the wise decision and remember that this is a game and that lives are far more important.
Lives matter.
Lives are never in danger here. Like, what are we doing?
Give her a bullhorn and stand her out in front of the AAC. Guys, put the gun down, please. Yeah. Don't harm Nico.
Gosh. By the way, the NBA announced the Mavs home game against the Pelicans February 21st. No, we're not putting that on TV anymore. ESPN changed it to Wolves Rockets.
No Zion, no Luka Zion matchup. We're going to get rid of this thing.
By the way, the Mavericks apparently made a last second push for Durant yesterday during the trade deadline. $51 million salary, and Bassick nailed it. Said the deal would have had to include some combo of Clay, PJ Washington, and Gafford.
Could you imagine how, like, rug pulled out from under him Clay Thompson would feel if that happened? I have this courtship of, like, oh, do I stay at home in Golden State, or do I chase something in Dallas? And then it's like, bye, Luka. And, like, oh, by the way, we're shipping your ass off to broken Phoenix, where Ramona Shelbourne yesterday is on ESPN talking about the most toxic environment in the NBA right now is Phoenix.
Could
you imagine, like, the vitriol? You get KD, yeah, but you give up a ton of your depth. I mean, you're basically, you become the Suns. You become a very top-heavy roster.
I thought you brought up a great point about the rest of the league, Bobby, about the rest of the league and possible KD talks.
The rest of the league and KD talks. I wonder if everybody was mad that you didn't put Luka on the block for them to engage with. They needed a third team to facilitate a KD trade. Did you just find nobody who was willing to do business with you? Like, that was like, you didn't give us an opportunity at Luka. We're still pissed at you. We're not facilitating KD for you.
Well, I mean, look, the Mavs, when they did the Luka trade, they didn't even tell Utah about the deal.
How is that possible?
They just said, we have a deal. We need a third team. You want to look at to get rid of some, you know, move on from some capital, whatever.
Danny Ainge had no idea until it was too late.
If you're the Nuggets, and you're in the same division as the Lakers, and that's one of your competitors and stuff, and you would have maybe liked to know that Luka was available. If you're called and said, hey, will you help us on this KD trade? Are you like, no. No, I'm not going to help you.
I'd be furious at Nico.
I mean, you're the one who, like, Utah definitely I wouldn't think is willing to help right now. Because Utah just, like you mentioned, gets duped into a trade. Like, no, we're not facilitating another trade. You don't even tell me what's going on here. So, no, we're not doing that.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up. WFAA with a very interesting exercise.
Yeah, this is Melinda Marcus. She is a body language expert. So she went through.
I love stuff like this.
I do too. She went through the entire Nico Jason Kidd press conference, and she went through the Luka introductory press conference with Rob Pelinka and his two-way zipped jacket that he was wearing during this thing with no podium in front, just a bunch of chairs. But here she is. This is Melinda Marcus talking about Luka's body language during the press conference.
With him in particular, there was a real sadness. He looked very down, and we see that in his posture. We see that he sort of collapsed down, and also in some cases he even has his head hanging down. And what you really want to do in nonverbals is make sure you understand what someone's normal baseline is. If that was his normal baseline, there would be nothing that would be unusual about that. But I looked at interviews he's had in other circumstances, and I didn't see that. So that's how we know there's a change, and the change then can be attributed to the emotional shift.
So a lot of things here. Number one, we know he's devastated, crushed, and not thrilled in that moment. I'm happy to hear that she's like, all right, I did watch other interviews, but in some of the video footage WFA was showing, he's like talking after. Okay, so it depends.
He's like this. He's just like bouncing in a chair. It's like, well, he wasn't like that normally either.
Right, right. So the it depends how you're sitting. Like,
yeah,
he's chair. At the post-game presser. It's not like you're sitting up in
He's on a stool.
He's on a stool.
He's on a stool.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
That's how his body language normally is, sitting
on
like
a stool.
That.
Yeah.
You know? But again, we know he's depressed. We know he's crushed.
They continue. She continues. What she said about Jason Kidd's fascinating. But she continues with Luka about his shoulder shrug. So during this clip, they played a bunch of the clips of him just shrugging his shoulders. Like, I cut that out. Or Peyton did. I didn't do a damn thing. But he would shrug his shoulders, and she said that's a nonverbal clue as well.
The key is we're looking at what's being said verbally and what's being shown nonverbally. And at that time, he was saying how he's really excited about the move. And when he says that, he shows a shoulder shrug. And that's saying that the unconscious is saying, I'm not so sure about this. So that's another case of when you see a disconnect between what's said and what's shown, believe what's shown.
It's interesting. But how much do you buy body language experts? I think that they can say some things, but sometimes when I hear body language experts talk and they go on and on about there's this and this, and I'm like, I mean, his nose could have itched. like when they're like, he did this or he did, and I'm like,
yeah.
Man, you guys seem like they're it's always a tell. I don't know that it's always a tell. Like him going, yeah, I'm excited. That made, like, if he's shrugging his shoulders, maybe it's just like,
right.
I don't know how to word this. I don't know how to say it. Like, I think it's a little too narrow sometimes.
Now, what about this one? She talks about what every player does when they join a new team.
This is interesting.
They show the jersey. Here's what she had to say.
When he was holding up the LA jersey, it was so low that the reporters in front of him actually blocked the view. And if you look at most players when they join a team, even senior players that are coming over that are already experienced, not just the kids out of college,
sure.
they're carrying it up here, not down by your waist. And that, I think, is a subtle unconscious thing that I'm not real excited about this.
Holding the jersey too low like this. Clay's like up here with his Dallas presser.
Or is Nico like, see, told you, lazy.
Lazy.
Can he pull the thing up to his
head? Can even lift a jersey. He's so weak.
He's that out of shape. Just hold the jersey up.
So this is Melinda Marcus, body language expert. Now, this is fascinating. Jason Kidd put on if you had OCD, it was like a clinic of ticks that he had going on here during his press conference. And she basically said he was not happy.
So in the Jason Kidd interview, particularly at the beginning, we see a frequency of stress signals, and we don't see that in other interviews with him. So he was doing things like hand on face, hand covering mouth, hand ventilating his collar, which what happens is we get hot when we're feeling stressed, so that happens. And then a full hand on the neck at one point, and that really is relatively rare unless somebody's under high stress. And there was one other signal that a lot of people might miss because it's subtle, and that's where he had his tongue rubbing the inside of the cheek, so the cheek was poking out. And that's also a way that the unconscious is trying to calm him down.
I like these things because I'm like, do I do that? What does that look like? Jason Kidd always does this, though. He always does, if you're watching on the fan cam, he rubs his cheeks, like, moving down. Kidd's the one I want to find out about. I want to know how much blood is on Jason Kidd's hands. He has completely dodged any blame and any heat. I want to know how lockstep he was with Nico.
And is he stressed? Like, even if those are stress signals, is he stressed because he's upset and he don't, or because he's sitting up there lying about, like, ooh, I had a part in this and I'm not owning that? Like, what is the stress signal for?
Or that he didn't know, apparently, about it.
Yeah.
That's what Nico said. Jason didn't know about it.
He just found out walking out there.
He could literally be as mad or more mad than Luka if he didn't know about it.
Yeah.
If you didn't know about a trade, I mean, you.
Even if you're for it, if you were not included, you may be irritated. Like, okay, oh, this is how we're operating now.
Yeah.
Got it.
I would be irritated.
Yeah.
I think he has a total right. I don't believe it, though.
I don't either.
I don't believe it. I think Nico's just trying to protect him. 877-881-1053. What is it going to be like tomorrow? Mavs Rockets back at the AAC. Remember, lives are more important than basketball.
Right.
Darren Woodson denied again. Next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hilarious and terrible news that came out last night on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, where yesterday we had the great Darren Woodson sitting down with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt. Brought to you by Best Buy Windows and Siding, the Low T Center, and Stella. Thanks to all those amazing sponsors for making the trip possible here on the home of the Rangers and Cowboys. No Darren Woodson, no Eli Manning. The Hall of Fame class of 2025 will consist of Jared Allen, Sterling Sharp, Eric Allen, and Antonio Gates. No Woody, no Eli.
Nope, that sucks for Woody. You know, what I'm seeing this morning is...
Do you think he's not going to get in now? Like, just period?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you look at...
Because this class of four, you had an opening here.
They had an opening. If you look at the people who are the biggest, the articles on the most snubbed, there's like three or four of them. He's not even on there.
Really?
No. We're biased in DFW. I don't think the national folk thinks he's even close. Like he's close enough to be a finalist.
I'll admit, and I told Woody this yesterday, so like growing up in Maryland, and you'd see Redskins, Cowboys, Darren Woodson, I mean, there were so many other damn stars on the Cowboys that Darren Woodson was never in my mind as like, oh my gosh. Like I was thinking defensively, Ken Norton, obviously Dion. When I was thinking about safeties back then, I think because of Tecmo Bowl, Steve Atwater. I'm trying to think, Ronnie Lott. I'm trying to think of the safeties I grew up with before Sean Taylor and Ed Reed and Palomalu. Before that, I never really was that
was that aware of Darren Woodson. And then I went and watched a lot of his highlights. He looked like Sean Taylor size-wise. I was telling him yesterday, I said, were you that much bigger than other safeties? But him with the ball in his hands, oh, he was a big boy.
He was a linebacker at Arizona State, mm-hmm. and he went out at the track. They were there to watch Philippi Sparks at Arizona State Pro Day, and Dave Campo was out there and saw Darren run a 4.240 and was like, this dude is
John linebacker. Lynch was a name that was popular.
And
sorry.
Lynch is nowhere near even statistically what Darren was.
No.
Like there's no case for
like Leroy Lynch. Butler? I never thought of Leroy Butler as a Hall of Famer.
Brian will say it. He's like, I was in personnel for the Packers. I have a Super Bowl ring in part because of what Leroy Butler did for us. I would have traded Leroy Butler for Darren Woodson 10 times out of 10. Darren Woodson was a better player.
The Tampa defense got a lot of guys in, right? Here's the thing. The 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, correct me if I'm wrong, have the same number of Hall of Famers as the 92 Cowboys.
Brooks, Sapp, Lynch.
Is Simeon Rice in?
Barber. Is Barber?
Barber's in. So that's four.
Four. You got Emmett, Troy, Urban.
Larry Allen.
He went on 92.
Or no, 92. You're talking just 92? Then, yeah.
And then you got Haley.
Haley.
I mean, the Buccaneers, that was an all-time great defense.
It was an all-time great defense. But to have only one person from a franchise that won three titles in 4 years, to have only one person that was on all those teams.
Like Brian Dawkins.
Make it from the defense?
Brian Dawkins, like, I don't know if I thought of Brian Dawkins as a, he has the personality. I don't know if, I have a really high standard for Hall of Fame. I hate the Basketball Hall of Fame. I think the NFL one is turning into a joke. I like that baseball is very, very picky, but Steve Atwater, Brian Dawkins, Kenny Easley, Cliff Harris, Palomalu, Ed Reed, Willie Wood.
Cliff took half a century to get in.
So who are people saying are the biggest snubs?
So I saw...
Vinatieri?
I think Vinatieri should go in. I'm not surprised whenever any specialist is not put in or like. I mean, I would probably put him in just because of how significant what he did. But I'm not really ever surprised whenever voters say like, well, you're a specialist.
You know what's interesting about this class and my New York buddies? It's kind of burning us. We were so right about Eli. It's not as fun to dunk on the Eli Hall of Fame thing because within DFW, we all knew it. Outside of DFW, people don't understand because it's two championships, lowest common denominator fan. They're laughing at us because we have the inside Darren Woodson perspective that people don't have. You go in a random bar in Chicago, no one's saying, oh my God, Darren Woodson got robbed. You go in a random bar outside of Texas.
You think B. Mitch thinks he's a Hall of Famer?
Well, B. Brian.
B. Mitch.
Darren Woodson, should he be on a Hall of Fame? Woody? Woodson? He said yeah.
Yeah.
But again, you got to ask off the air, too.
I think, he's going to tell you honestly.
But Brian would probably say it straight up.
And that's the thing. When you talk to players.
But I'm just saying for a fan.
Oh, yeah.
For a fan outside of Texas.
National fan thinks Eli's a bigger snub today than Darren Woodson.
No doubt.
And yeah. Luke Kuechly and Adam Vinatieri and maybe Marshall.
Wideouts.
Marshall Yonda.
We thought that was a slam
Yonda
dunk.
Didn't get in.
Marshall Yonda is Zach Martin.
Yeah. And does that mean that Zach won't get in the first ballot?
I mean, Ware didn't, and it's hard to say anybody other than, like, it's hard to say that there were better players than Ware during his time. So, I mean, it's
Suggs? Suggs didn't get in.
Suggs not a no-doubter for me.
I think he belongs, but I think there's some people who might say, like, steady, compiled, and kind of collected.
If Darren didn't get in this year, he's not getting in next year. You're going to add Breeze to the list. You're going to add
Larry Fitz.
Fitz to the list.
It's
tough.
The thing is, and
Witten.
Yep, you're gonna have.
If Gates got in, Witten has to get in.
Yeah, this
I
is,
would think so. And then you're gonna have holdovers like Yonda and Eli and Vinatieri and Steve Smith, Holt, Reggie Wayne.
This is like what?
How do you separate those three?
This is like what Nate had said when we had him on, where he was like, "You don't have to play football to know football. I'm not one of those guys where if you didn't play, you don't know it." He goes, but if you know football, you know Darren belongs. Because everybody, and that's what was troubling to Nate and some of the Kevin Smith was going off about this when we had him on Cowboys Crosstalk during one of the breaks, where he was like, anybody who knows the game and knows what everybody's job is wouldn't even question it, and that's why players say he belongs. And they will all tell you he should be in there because he did his job better than anybody else.
There is such a scarcity. The Cowboy dynasty of the 90s is so underrepresented. That stupid Steeler they had like 18 guys in from those 70s Steelers teams. Now you're telling me that the last great, not the last, I was the Patriots, but you know, one of the last great dynasties in the sport is going to wind up having four guys in it who are on all the teams.
Do the 49ers and Cowboys match the Steelers from the 70s dynasties with the 90s Cowboys and Niners? Are the Niners disrespected? How many are in off those teams? Montana, Young, Rice. Is Roger?
Haley counts.
Haley counts.
Lott. Roger, is Roger Craig in?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't think he is.
So that would be five then. No tight end, no Brent Jones, no other defender that I can think of.
Did you say Ronnie? Did you say Lott?
I said Ronnie. Yeah. So that would be about
five.
Just
underrepresented though. I mean, you can't convince me that the 90s Cowboys don't have a single offensive lineman that was on all three of them.
Right.
That offensive line was
for the leading rusher of all time.
That offensive line was the great offensive lines of all time. They didn't get a single, because Larry Allen wasn't there until the last one.
I've never understood why Nate didn't get more of a look either. Nate was a 6-time Pro Bowler. Nate was 4-time first team All Pro.
What about Eric?
Super Bowls. Eric Williams. Everybody says if Eric Williams doesn't get in the car accident in 1994, he's thought of as like the greatest offensive lineman.
And now they're letting guys in with less years.
Yeah,
I mean, Sterling Sharp is sort of an Eric Williams question.
Did you see the video with Shannon?
I tried, but the internet here is too slow right now.
Oh, I saw it.
You got to plug in. Michelle. You got to plug in.
That's my Michelle. Explain it.
That's my Michelle.
That
Sterling
peanut
shows up. I posted it on my Instagram.
Oh, cool. Then my slow internet will get that.
And so I put, and it's just Shannon is, Sterling comes over to Shannon's house, and he walks down in the basement in the man cave, and then there's Shannon down there in his jacket, and he's like, welcome. He's like, welcome where? To your house? And he's like, to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
That's cool.
That was very cool.
Was it? It looked cool.
It looked very cool. Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool.
All right.
They don't knock anymore. Then I don't know. This whole process is weird to me.
Well, that
now.
Guy's not there anymore, right?
Oh yeah, Baker. But still, that was always the tradition. Yeah. Like I don't know. I feel like I'm being matrixed here. They gave me the red pill, and now I see how it all works.
All right. We've been having a lot of fun with the city and different cities when they host these types of events. Hopefully we'll get it back in the Metroplex in 2029, although I guess you guys are against that. Take it away.
Well, let's see what the prereq is. This is what the Super Bowl and the NFL requires for the cities that are hosting the Super Bowl. They require the use of two top-quality bowling alleys for a bowling tournament with no costs associated to the league.
Who is this from?
This
bowling alley? The bar that I was supposed to...
Reader's Digest. Remember them?
Oh, yeah. The bar I was supposed to go to the first night was Fulton Alley. I was like, oh, what is that, a neighborhood? It was a bowling alley.
Oh.
Yeah. So there it is.
The
Pete Prisco. I'll never forget Pete... No, the bowling alley reference.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That was in New York, right? The bowling alley.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And he didn't know either.
The NFL must be allowed to install ATMs in the stadium that accept preferred credit and debit cards. The league also may cover up or remove ATMs belonging to other banks.
Wow.
Dan Marino's such a badass. I'm sorry. He just looks Miami. I know he's a Pittsburgh guy, but...
Isotoner.
I love...
He does look Miami with his no rings on.
What a badass he was. Sorry. Back to you.
The NFL requires exclusive access to three top-quality 18-hole golf courses so it can host a tournament on Super Bowl weekend with no costs associated.
You got to give them?
You have to give
so
them
the city
use.
Has to barter with the golf courses to make sure it's free?
This is Rob Palenka negotiating Super Bowl
So the city would have, the host committee would have to buy the use of the, pay the use of the golf course. Three of them. If cell phone signal strength at the team hotels is too weak, the host committee must install boosters or portable cell towers, again, with no cost associated to the National Football League. The host city must give the NFL the use of 20 billboards to use throughout the city, again, with no cost associated to the NFL.
Mm.
Next one. 16 months before the game, the NFL will send 180 people to the host city for a familiarization trip to inspect the region, again, with no costs associated to the NFL.
Yep.
And then finally, following the game,
Roger Goodell's a mob boss.
The host city is required to remove the playing field, and if the league wants, give the pieces of the field to the NFL so it can sell them as licensed products.
16-month site check, though. I mean, that sounds like they should maybe run the Secret Service then. Be on top of things.
Well, should be at the AAC tomorrow, apparently. 877-881-1053. In order to hit us up here on Sean and RJ, it's DFW Sports Station. Hey, let's actually pick the game. How you're going to gamble, how you're going to win, who you're going to pick, and who you want to win the big game on Sunday. We'll do it in Below the Belt next on Sean and RJ. The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
One more chance. I get one more chance to put these damn Kansas City Chiefs into the ground before I just have to accept that they are eternal and they will not be stopped and there's not a damn thing I can do about it.
Who's everyone rooting for? You have to pick one. 877-881-1053. I said rooting, not picking. Rooting. No hesitation for me. Kansas City.
So a couple years ago at the Super Bowl, it was Kansas City that I was rooting for because I was annoyed with the Eagles and Sirianni. And Chop kept leaning into saying the betting markets were going hard on the Eagles. He's like, betting markets going hard on the Eagles. If the Sharks are going for it, they're going to win. So I was like, well, now it's got to be the Chiefs because I don't like that logic. So this year, though,
see,
I'm
here's
reversing.
The conundrum you're in. Before you weasel your way into something and tick off Cowboy fans who want the Eagles to lose,
I'm trying to even, take off Nico.
Even if the Chiefs lose now, I don't know. You can't be proven right.
Yeah, you can't. You've already lost. They're in the Super Bowl.
So I think
they cheated to get there.
Consider that before you come
Eagles.
Up with your logic.
I'm going with the Eagles.
You want the
I
Eagles?
Want the Eagles to win because I'm tired of the Chiefs.
I rooted for the Eagles.
You're not from here.
I'm not from New Orleans. You're right.
You're not from Dallas.
I rooted for Philly when they played the Patriots. Cool story. Backup quarterback. I was sick of New England. I kind of want to see KC.
And this makes this will make you be the rightest one. This will make you look really good.
I think what you said to Bobby, I think they're there in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? It's like I don't know that anything necessarily changes. I do want to see a three-peat. That would be kind of cool. We've never seen it.
Yeah.
No one's ever done this. I mean, the Packers did it, like, before the Super Bowl.
Look, if you want to hold on to your Cowboys love of 3 and 4 years, you now get that destroyed with the Chiefs becoming the first to win 3 in a row. So you're rooting for Cowboys legacy or Cowboys opponent?
I don't care. Miss me with the 90s. No Cowboy. Only the lamest Cowboy fan goes, oh, good, look what we did in the night. No one does that. Our Tolos don't do it. They're sick and tired of what's happening now.
That's 27 championship Yankee guy.
Yeah.
Like, nobody
That's not
cares.
The point. The point is, like, years. It's your record. Like,
yeah.
Records happened long ago. You still don't want somebody
well,
to
Well, you don't root for your most hated rival. Sorry, that doesn't trump that. You don't root for the
Everybody
the
was rooting
one
for
villain.
The most. Nobody are you kidding me? Okay, how many fans did we hear from that said they were rooting for the villain because they wanted Jerry to feel it?
Here's how irritating it is if you root for the Eagles on our airwaves. I think you're legitimately hurting the image of the show and the way people look at you because they hate the Eagles so much. That's my opinion. It's harmful to the show. For you to root for the Eagles against a team that you really... This one you might be able to get away with it a lot more because people hate both and they're sick of both. But
yeah.
Saying you want the Eagles to win, I mean, you're not going to find people back home doing that, I don't believe. All right, we put out a poll question.
Uh-huh.
And we said, who are you rooting for? How do you think it would end up?
You're 80-20 Chiefs.
80-20 Chiefs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you this. You know, like, we always go to a Super Bowl party. Nobody that I know is they're so disinterested in the game. Nobody that I know in our friend group is having one. No, I've heard nothing about a Super Bowl.
I think that's kind of a. I'd be worried about Rio because I don't believe that people are just not going to have a Super Bowl party.
Well,
sounds like you're not invited. Sounds like they don't want to destroy your bath. You don't want them to. They don't want you around their bathrooms. That's how I feel about it.
Well, no one
has a Super Bowl party because of the game. No one has or doesn't have because of the matchup. You have one every year because it's the thing to do.
Yeah, but the people who always host it,
you're not going to be any more or less excited
too big
watching.
Of Cowboy fans to watch the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, that was very important information.
Yeah. Like, they're season ticket holders. They're not. I doubt they even watch the game.
Wow. Okay. Sounds pretty lame to me.
I'm very uninspired by this game, very disinterested in this game because we just saw it. And it's not like we just saw it with San Fran and KC. There was different quarterbacks. It was a different Niners team. This is the same Eagles.
But that was a really good Super Bowl.
It was. It was a good one. Yeah. It was a good one.
No, I'm.
You want to finish your segment, or you want me to do it?
No, dude. You want me to move on to now? You said you started off saying, "Are we rooting for? Are we done with the rooting? Now
we're done."
Okay, all right. Who's going to win? It's going to be the Eagles because the Chiefs can't be allowed to continue to do this. They can't. This is such an unsustainable. The whole thing about Holt is talking about the block. What?
Give real football analysis. Not like it
this
just
is a real football analysis.
Happen.
This is real. No, this is real. I'm so angry.
Let me pound the table.
Wow, you look dumb already.
All right, go ahead.
You already look stupid. Pounding the table.
Finish the segment then. If you don't like the way I'm doing it, go
it's
ahead.
It's like, oh, this just can't
go ahead,
happen.
Finish
can't continue.
It.
You've already been proven wrong. You already
finish
lost.
It. Go ahead.
They already ended up in the Super Bowl.
Back,
right, turn off your mic happen. Then.
All right.
Get on the damn plane if you want. Let's talk about the odds and the gambling with it or who your pick is.
All right. So my pick is Kansas City. I bet Kansas City. You can get them now about one. The market has gone from -1.5. It went all the way to 2.5. Went back down to 1. A lot of late Eagles money. Has come in.
Eagles money line was the most popular Super Bowl bet.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It moved. You had some whale bets come in on Philadelphia very, very late. You could right now get the Chiefs for a 1-point favorite at Caesars on only -105 juice, which means you only got to bet 105 to win 100. Usually it's around 110, so you're getting a little bit of a benefit of a bump there. But BetMGM has taken some of these massive bets this week. 800K on Eagles money line, 750K on Eagles money line, 320 on Chiefs money line, 300 on Eagles first half, 125 on the under. Travis Kelce, 25,000 to win the Super Bowl MVP at 15-1. So there's a ton of money coming in on Philadelphia, but I have Kansas City -1.5 as one of my bets.
I'll lean towards Kansas City. I don't have great analysis for it. I'm just hoping the thing that jumps out is Spagnuolo's gone like 18 games in a row or something without giving up a 100-yard rusher. Are they really going to limit Saquon to that? I hope that happens. I don't have faith in Jalen Hurts throwing them to victory. Mm-hmm. I'll lean slightly towards Kansas City. Tell us why we're wrong, Bobby. Why are the Eagles going to win?
Because the Eagles have a run game that Kansas City consistently has not been able to go up against the same sort of run attack that the Eagles have. We're talking about a game that they can be in control of if they sit on the clock like they've been able to do, they've managed to do. They are just as physical as Kansas City. A lot of these teams that Kansas City's beat up throughout the year, it's been teams that aren't running with the same sort of physicality. And like I said, their whole model of everything that they do is not sustainable. The stuff they come up with in terms of timely turnovers and blocked kicks that Mitch Holtis talks about, well, that's just clutch. Like, you can't consistently do that every week. It's not possible. It's not feasible. And so eventually over time, it's got to hit, just like 2 years ago with the Eagles, it couldn't keep going that way. And eventually in that final game, it didn't. But that's what it'll be.
But Spagnuolo has never allowed a 100-yard rusher in the postseason with the Chiefs. So that...
Because a lot of teams... Like, Mahomes, think about the games they play. Mahomes and Allen, where they've got to get into these throwing matches. A lot of teams don't have time to sit on the ball. They can't run the ball against them. The Eagles Super Bowl a couple years ago was a passing Super Bowl. It was a shootout. They get into a lot of these shootouts, and you can't lean on the ball carriers.
So if you're looking for... If you're looking for something that's also not sustainable, the Eagles this year were +11 in turnover margin for the whole year. In the three playoff games, they're +10. They have recovered their own fumble. They fumbled the ball twice this year in the playoffs. They've recovered them both. Everyone knows fumble recoveries are completely random. They forced 9 fumbles, and they've recovered 6 of them. So that means they've recovered over 70% of the fumbles that were balls that were put on the ground.
Bruce Gilbert, the man who hired us, stopping by.
3 playoff games.
And biggest those mistake he ever made.
That's right.
He's the Nico of Radio PDs.
So like fumbles over the course of time are 50-50, right? You know, you're, over the course of your history, you're going to wind up recovering about 50% of them. And they've gone through a stretch where they've recovered basically every single fumble that's been put on the ground. And that's just not sustainable. Now, the five teams that have posted a turnover margin of 9 or more in the playoffs that made in the history of the league, only one of them won the Super Bowl, and that was the 98 Broncos. And they were playing a booty cheeks Falcons team. Booty.
Pepe, who are you rooting for? Who are you picking and why?
No way in hell will I ever root for the Eagles. So I'm going to root for the Chiefs here. And this one, I'm so back and forth with it. I mean, it's like the Eagles have put up a great season. But I'm going to lean the Chiefs here, just like you, Sean. And it, look, if the three-peat's going to happen, if it's just fate, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So I'm going to pick the Chiefs here. I like their defense. And look, they looked really impressive against Josh Allen and the Bills again in the NFC or AFC title game. So I'm going to go Chiefs here barely.
Choppy, you got us all paid through Kevin Hagelin's underdog fantasy.
Yeah.
You got all the Tolos paid last week. Let's get to the Super Bowl degenerate selections.
All right, so here we go. Let's get rid of it. I already gave you the Chiefs minus 1.5. These are some player props. I love a good player prop. Let's go Saquon, an anytime TD score. It'll pay you about 3-1. All you got to do is get score, 3-1. DeAndre Hopkins over 13.5 yards receiving.
Okay.
Isaiah Pacheco over 1.5 receptions.
Okay. I think I got his targets as a bet.
Oh, really?
The targets, not receptions. But it should be the same thing. Targets should be even easier.
Right, you think so. Jalen Hurts over 9.5 rush attempts.
So I couldn't get the rushing attempts on underdog. It was like yards.
Okay.
It's like 30.5 yards, something like
that. A lot. But I guess not for him. And then finally, this one I love. Xavier Worthy over 6.5 yards rushing. That's one end around. He's got to get lucky on one. Not even lucky. He's got to find a hole on one end around.
He's got to get the carry. But they've been giving
it. Yeah. They've been giving it to him. And then, you know, Super Bowl, you try different things. I expect him to nail that one. So those are my props. Saquon, anytime TD scorer. Hopkins over 13.5 receiving. Pacheco over 1.5 receptions. Hurts over 9.5 rush attempts. Worthy over 6.5 yards rushing. KC minus 1.5, whatever you get it at.
He'll tweet him out at RJ Choppy. Final hour starting to pick up here at Radio Row in New Orleans. NFL insider Dan Graziano sits down with us to talk Schottenheimer, McCarthy, Woodson, Hall of Fame. Final hour of the week is next.
After we get you over to Johnson Fitness and Wellness, boys and girls, this is what you want to do. It's the month of hearts. We're in February. And love. And show the love for your heart. Give yourself the best in-home workouts with the finest exercise equipment, Johnson Fitness and Wellness. You know how passionate I am about my exercise. I'm even delving into the cardio world as I get older. And you can do that, and you can keep your heart pumping strong. The best equipment for your in-home workouts is at Johnson Fitness and Wellness. The great Valentine's sale is going on. Check it out. Ellipticals starting at just $5.99. Treadmills up to 50% off. Pamper your Valentine with a massage chair. Now start at just $6.99. You'll find the largest selection of massage chairs in Texas at johnsonfitness.com. Experience the white glove delivery, installation. You get up and running with your new equipment in the room of your choice. Show the love for your Valentine and for yourself. The perfect home fitness equipment, Johnson Fitness and Wellness. 7 locations, johnsonfitness.com. That's johnsonfitness.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.